Thank you, Chair. As this is the first time a delegation has taken the floor, we wish to reiterate our continued support to your approach, Chair, on the GGE laws. Our delegation did not take the floor under agenda item a general exchange of views in the interest of time yesterday. We wish to welcome Singapore for attending the meeting as a high contracting party and to Trinidad and Tobago for joining the CCW. Thank you, Chair, again for guiding us in the discussions so far this week and for sending the rolling text ahead of time, which was very useful. And now on to the rolling text. Under working a characterization of laws, my delegation wishes to offer a few views for consideration. Firstly, the issue of lethality, in the view of my delegation, is on the effect of the weapon. As we know, any weapon can be lethal depending on where it is aimed, so the use of the word lethal would seem to be unclear. Without further human intervention by an operator suggests that the intervention would otherwise happen after the use of force. Perhaps we could suggest to characterize it as and then engage a target without intervention by a human operator, thus making it clear that an autonomous weapon system has no human intervention between activation and the use of force. Perhaps we could suggest the use of the term user or users as opposed to operator, which may be too narrow in scope. On operating without context-appropriate human involvement, we would also say that nominal human input would, by definition, include operating without context-appropriate human involvement. If you keep nominal, my delegation sees no need for the additional phrase, which has the potential to sow significant confusion. Furthermore, this suggests that a partially autonomous weapon system will fall under this characterization, but it does not specify at which point, i.e., where is the nominal human involvement or absence thereof in the kill chain to render it an autonomous weapon system. Is it at target identification, the selection, or the initiation of an attack? If the intent is to regulate autonomous weapon systems, we suggest to characterize autonomous weapon systems as systems that do not meet certain specific requirements of human involvement to eradicate inherent weaknesses of autonomous systems. Of course, these weaknesses could be overcome by advances in technology, but the safeguard would be to specify where, at a minimum, human involvement is considered essential to deliver lawful effect. In the view of my delegation, we need more specificity so that it is clear what systems are in place now or may be introduced in the future would fall under this characterization and therefore potentially be subject to regulation and limitations of use. I thank you, Chair.